This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation undergoing great turmoil right at the moment. Last night, a riot, with a gay progressive state senator beaten up by the rioters. Where? In Madison, Wisconsin. And, of course, the first three letters of the name Madison were named after, by the way, a slaveholder. Yes, that's right. James Madison was the source of the name of the Wisconsin capital. The gay Democratic state senator was beaten up for the crime of actually being in the middle of the riot, where statues were being torn down, windows were being smashed in the state capitol. Look, this is one of those issues where the president is completely correct, and the people on the other side who want to excuse this kind of behavior in Madison, Wisconsin, in Seattle, in Oregon, there's the confessions of a statue destroyer in Portland. Of course, the statue destroyer doesn't have the guts to come forward and actually give his name. But he says he was there and he's very proud of it. And no, it wasn't vandalism. It was actually a beautiful thing. It was a very affirmative thing. All of this is going on at a time when there are a few voices, lonely voices, courageous voices that are speaking out for sanity, particularly on this issue of racial inequality and racial bigotry and prejudice. One of those voices is a black scholar at American Enterprise Institute. We'll be talking about his perspective. It's all about controlling yourself, helping yourself, building yourself, rather than laying the blame for utterly everything on some mystical, all-powerful, and oppressive group. 1-800-955-1776. There's also a county where they are now going to be requiring masks for everybody. That's a going thing. It's going to be that way in the state of Washington starting on Friday. Masks whenever you go outdoors. And I think they mean to enforce it. Except this county, down in Oregon, they say if you're a person of color, you don't have to wear a mask. Why not? We will get to that and much, much more. First off, the attempts to tear down Andrew Jackson's statue across from the White House have not succeeded so far, but they probably will, because they seem to be determined. And because I am not sure at the moment that the city of Washington, D.C., and yes, they have their own city police department, they have their own mayor, Muriel Bowser, I'm not sure they are doing everything they can and must do to reestablish order right in front of the people's house, what the demonstrators want to call the Black House Autonomous Zone. They're trying to take control of the area around four blocks, square blocks around the White House. But they also went to the Emancipation Monument in Washington, D.C. Now, a copy of this Emancipation Monument is under debate in Boston because it shows Abraham Lincoln. It says on the base Emancipation, and it shows him lifting his hand, and down below, sort of kneeling, is a recently freed black slave. And you can see the shattered shackles that were once on his hand. And this was a monument, by the way, that was installed back in 1876 for the centennial. That's just 11 years after slavery ended. And that particular monument was in part sponsored by and dedicated by Frederick Douglass himself. But this is what it sounded like in demonstrations around the Emancipation Monument, where they're threatening to tear down this monument to emancipation and to Abraham Lincoln. Listen. Clip six.
Thursday, 7 p.m., we tearing this motherfucker down!
Okay, that's nothing compared to what went on in Madison, Wisconsin last night. I mean, just looking at some of the film of this, we'll try to post it to our website at michaelmedved.com. It's truly, truly extraordinary. And Madison protesters tear down Capitol statues, attack state senator from Milwaukee as fury erupts. And this is the report from the Journal Sentinel, the local Milwaukee newspaper, and they have abundant photographs. Fury exploded outside the Wisconsin State Capitol on Tuesday night as protesters smashed windows of the state house, attacked a state senator, again, not a conservative, not a Republican, a gay progressive from Milwaukee who was beaten up. He suffered a concussion. He suffered bruised ribs. He actually had to seek medical attention. The so-called protesters also tore down two iconic statues, including one of an abolitionist who died trying to end slavery during the Civil War. The abolitionist was named Hans Christian Hegg, and he was brought here as a legal immigrant by his parents when he was 11 years old. And they came from Norway. And he was very, very much involved from the time he was a child with a fight for liberating black slaves. He organized with the Republican Party locally in Wisconsin a group called the Wide Awakes, which were trying to help escape slaves and trying to stop slave catchers anywhere in Wisconsin. He died heroically as a colonel in the state militia, which became part of the Union Army. He died at the Battle of Chickamauga, which was one of the bloodiest battles of the whole Civil War. And he died at the age of 33. And you look at this guy, he raised a regiment that was almost entirely Norwegian immigrants. He said, "We want courageous, true Norsemen with the spirit of the Vikings." And they came to fight for the Union cause. This is the statue that was decapitated, pulled down, dumped into a lake. It had written on it, "Black is beautiful." Now, most of the demonstrators, when you look at the video, they're not black. They're white. And by the way, a bunch of these demonstrators who beat up the state senator, whose name is Carpenter, were, how do you say it graciously? Okay, they're punks, they're criminals, they're lowlifes. So I'm going to say a nasty word. They're fat. Really fat. And I don't know if that's what's making them making them angry, but this is appalling. The senator, Tim Carpenter, said, "I don't know what happened. All I did was stop and take a picture. And the next thing, I'm getting 5-6 punches, getting kicked in the head." He fell down, suffered a concussion. The governor now, who's a Democrat, liberal Democrat, Governor Evers of Wisconsin, said those responsible for assaulting Carpenter would be held accountable. I want to be clear. Violence against any person, whether in the middle of the street, in broad daylight, at home trying to sleep, going for a run, or happening upon a protest, as was the case last night, is wrong, he said. It should never be tolerated. What about the protest itself, which breaks windows at the state capitol? And by the way, they took down another statue, too, which is a statue of Forward. Forward is the state motto for Wisconsin. And this is a statue that's been there for more than 100 years. It's a statue that was actually created by a groundbreaking female sculptress. Okay? And there's nothing racial about it. This is just pure nihilism. And the fact that the governor has not determined to go after and punish the people who did this wanton destruction? Wait till you hear the story in Oregon. because it's also awful. And how about a tax break for going on vacation? We'll deal with that issue and much more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Show, this story from Madison, Wisconsin is especially appalling because Madison is one of the most left-leaning cities in the country, and maybe that has something to do with the fact that it is just totally out of control. Totally out of control. When you dig into this, And the deeper you dig into this, the more outrageous it becomes, and the more utterly unforgivable, just in terms of leadership. It's in terms of leadership, it is appalling. Governor Evers, the mayor of Madison, whose name is Satya Rhodes Conway, that's hyphenated, they didn't do anything to protect public buildings or to protect private citizens or actually office holders. Now just try to imagine with me for a moment. Can you imagine if this had been some kind of right-wing demonstrators? Really, people who are really crazy out there. Okay, say even the neo-Nazis who dominated the demonstrations in Charlottesville. And they were neo-Nazis. They were Ku Klux Klan supporters. Imagine that a gay progressive Democratic state senator, Tim Carpenter, had been beaten up, that they had torn down a statue forward, the state motto that was created by a sculptress for the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago, and then they moved it to Madison. And her name was Jean Pond Minor. The entire statue that they destroyed was funded specifically by Wisconsin women at a time that they were struggling for the right to vote. Okay, this is history, and it's nothing wrong with the history. Does somebody have something against Hans Christian Hegg, Norwegian immigrant who devoted his life and sacrificed his life, gave his life fighting against slavery? And they're going to decapitate these statues, and they did, and dump them into Lake Madison. By the way, do you know what was ticking them off? They weren't demonstrating, and they weren't destroying the statues, and they weren't beating up the state senator because of George Floyd. No. This is something more immediate. The Journal Sentinel in Wisconsin reports protesters chanting for the release of a man who had been arrested earlier. Now, who was the man who had been arrested earlier? The violent demonstrations followed the arrest of Devonier Johnson by Madison police officers after Johnson brought a bullhorn and baseball bat into Cooper's Tavern. That's a restaurant on the Capitol Square. And by the way, the state capitol in Madison is a very beautiful state capitol. A lot of our state capitals are, but this is a particularly handsome one that kind of looks like the Capitol building in D.C. And, quote, officers attempted to place Devonier Johnson under arrest for his actions inside the restaurant, where he was threatening people with a baseball bat and shouting through the bullhorn. Johnson resisted arrest and he struggled with officers. Johnson was able to push past officers and escape from the squad car before being tackled as he attempted to escape. So the demonstrators massed around midnight, and they say in Madison, statues of Wisconsin's motto forward and of Colonel Hans Christian Hegg were dragged away from their spots guarding the state house. The forward, the statue by Jean Ponder, was an allegory of devotion and progress, according to the Wisconsin Historical Society. Madison police said 200 to 300 protesters were within the crowd that ultimately became violent. The group first entered a private condo building in Madison and surrounded a tow truck, forcing the owner to abandon the vehicle before smashing windows and tearing down the Capitol statues. A Molotov cocktail was also thrown into the Madison and Dane County Administration Building, where the county jail sits. Police used pepper spray from inside the state capitol to repel protesters trying to break into the building, according to Madison police. Tuesday night's violence drew the fury of the Republican leader of the state assembly. Well, wouldn't you think? Who called the protesters who knocked down the statues thugs Is that an appropriate designation? Anybody think it's not an appropriate designation? This is absolutely despicable, said Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from Rochester. I am saddened at the cowardice of Madison officials to deal with these thugs. Madison also questioned why Governor Tony Evers hadn't intervened in the destruction of the statues, given it took place on state capitol property. Protesters also broke windows of a state building near the Capitol, which houses the state's jobs agency. Spokespeople for Governor Evers and the Madison mayor did not respond to questions. After 1 a.m., finally, they assembled a line of about 20 police officers who stood in riot gear as a crowd of about 100 remained, breaking into occasional chants. Police played a recording stating the gathering was unlawful and telling people to leave. That's the end of the story. For now. But now they're going after the Emancipation Monument in D.C. You see, there's been a great deal of discussion, and I think that discussion is healthy, about how inappropriate some of these statues are as items to attack by people who value black lives. Do you know that this Hans Christian Hegge gave his life to protect black lives? He did. Devoted his life to it. Died at the age of 33. In battle. And heroically. All of this goes back to the situation in Portland, where in Portland, Oregon, and we will get to it, but in Portland, they took down a statue of Thomas Jefferson. They took down a statue of George Washington. Again, they vandalized the statues. Have they reestablished them, set them back up? That's what they need to do, to clean, restore, reconstruct, put them back where they were, and protect them. And by the way, go after the people who took them down. The new Multnomah County district attorney, whose name is Mike Schmidt, no, he's not a Hall of Fame baseball player, not this Mike Schmidt, he said he will not seek indictments against the people who took down the statues. Why the hell not? What is wrong with these people? Wait till you hear the confessions of a statue smasher. Actually, this guy gave an interview. He gave some honest answers. And he is an honest creep. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Your daily dose of debate.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Are you insane?
I don't think so.
The Michael Medved Show.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill. A procedural vote to move the bill forward and begin debate failed to hit a 60-vote threshold. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
our Democratic colleagues are poised to turn this routine step into a partisan impasse.
A former Justice Department prosecutor in the Roger Stone case is testifying before a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee about political pressure from the Trump administration. Ranking Republican member from the committee, Jim Jordan of Ohio, is not happy with House Democrats.
Obama-Biden Justice Department, in order to spy on those Americans, what'd they do? They lied to the FISA court 17 times. They used the now famous dossier, the dossier that Jim Comey, not Jim Jordan, Jim Comey said was salacious and unverified.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a brand new trial heat on the presidential election. We will get to that. President Trump gave a rousing speech last night to 3,000 people, and yes, they were packed in. There was no social distancing at a church, a mega church actually, that seats 3,000 people in Phoenix. It just happens to be that Phoenix is one of the places that people are running away to from Seattle. One of the most disturbing stories, at least to me, given the fact that I've lived here now for a quarter of a century, and I was hoping to live the rest of my days in the Great Northwest because I do love it, despite its craziness. But this headline from MyNorthwest.com, due to Seattle's unrest, billion-dollar investment firm moving to Phoenix. And honestly, if you look at the landscape of Seattle, and you look at the landscape of Phoenix, if you consider these summer months where Phoenix is, what, 170 degrees? I know it's not that hot. I was exaggerating. I was making light of it. But it gets to be 110. And here we have beautiful summers, we have beautiful summer weather, and we have the most beautiful landscape in the world, and beautiful water everywhere. And coronavirus pandemic or not, an investment advisory company is leaving the cultural unrest in Seattle and moving its headquarters to Phoenix's Camelback Corridor. The president, Cole Smead of Smead Capital Management, it's a firm that manages $1.58 billion, so it's not a nothing firm at all. He says the unrest that has taken place in the city of Seattle, there's really not a downtown business community anymore. Smead said that although taxes in Seattle are lower, Candidate Recruiter is much harder, and the cost of living within the city is more expensive than Phoenix. We're hearing rumors of 40-story buildings that will be only 20% occupied by October, Smead said. My biggest concern for Seattle was what the business community is going to come back to and what kind of businesses are going to come back for customers. He found that Metro Phoenix offers a better hope. My colleagues can pick the socioeconomic rung of life that they want, live their lives, build their households, and have a family if they'd like. Where we're coming from, it just isn't like that. Disturbing. Okay, also in the Northwest, disturbing headline, and this is from Willamette Week down in Portland. It's a piece by Letitia Jensen, and there's a big picture of her with it. And let me note, she's African-American, and she did a great job with this piece. She interviewed a demonstrator. The headline, Portland man describes tearing down Thomas Jefferson's statue, quote, it's not vandalism. Oh, really? Portland was one of the first cities, writes Letitia Jensen, where protesters targeted statues of the founders. On June 14th, a group of about 15 people used ropes and an axe to topple a statue of Thomas Jefferson that stood on the front steps of Jefferson High School in North Portland. Four nights later, several dozen people tore down a statue of George Washington along Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Both statues have since been placed in storage. In other words, you're giving them success. They want to knock it down? Sure, we'll get rid of it. This is disgusting. One of the people who tore down the Thomas Jefferson statue was a 33-year-old white Portlander who happened upon the statue's removal by accident. He planned to attend a rally at Jefferson High, but ran an hour late. Typical. Most of the crowd had left. But he noticed three people tying ropes around the neck of the Jefferson statue. He saw they were struggling, so instead of joining the march, he stopped to help them out. Of course, who wouldn't? About 15 people trickled by, tying ropes to a car to help pull the statue from its base. The job took roughly 20 minutes. There wasn't rage, he said. We were doing this thing that should have been done by the people in charge, but they aren't doing it. The man spoke to Willamette Week on condition of anonymity. She asked him, why was this important enough to risk arrest? Listen to this. This is so telling. It's a great question. Why was this important enough to risk arrest? I felt like I knew I wouldn't be arrested. Maybe because I'm white. I just felt it was the moment. Like everybody was there together. It was a joyous moment. I felt like the community just spontaneously got together to do this thing that needed to be done in that moment. Is there anything constructive about this? Really? How often have you been to protests leading up to that night? Oh, I've gone to many of them, he said. That was probably the seventh day I had participated. Great investment of time. Really achieved a lot. Really helped people a lot. Uh-huh. How does any of this help anybody? Then she asked, do you support the toppling of the George Washington statue? It's a good thing it's happening, he says. We no longer want to let those things just even exist out in the open. So those things, meaning statues of our first president and our third president, they shouldn't even exist? And then he answers, he adds, I've been reading things about statue toppling and what that means. It's not vandalism. You're doing something by taking down this image. Okay, what are you doing? 1-800-955-1776. He says, there wasn't rage. We were doing this thing that should have been done. The people in charge aren't doing. And then she says, where do you draw the line? Should the city remove all historical markers about racial people? Should Mount Rushmore be scraped? And then he says, Mount Rushmore is another travesty itself. It doesn't matter that they carved into those mountains. It's still a, and he uses the term essay, a snitty thing that they've done. They will forever be desecrated. I don't know. The good thing that's happening now is that people are being confronted with those things, actually happening and not just an idea of it. She says, what name would you choose for Jefferson High School? Well, I wouldn't make a recommendation. I don't think it should be a white man making a recommendation. I've also been thinking about what statues are. Should we be making statues of people? No, let's do it of pigs. Is anybody worth having their figure being a permanent presence somewhere? Well, yes, actually. It's a powerful thing to think about, says the demonstrator. It's a bit magical to have a lifelike body of an individual being a permanent presence. That's a high school. It shouldn't exist there. That's the whole reason it does exist there, to be a permanent presence. Because when it comes to certain human qualities, when it comes to certain contributions to our country, where it comes to certain ideals of liberty, yes, you want the presence of people like Washington and Jefferson and Madison and Benjamin Franklin and Alexander Hamilton and the rest of them. Would you do it again if the opportunity arises? He says, especially in Portland, I feel like people wouldn't arrest me. I feel like there would be an uproar against any arrests. And maybe there's also my own trust because I'm white. I don't know. And then he says, did you use any tools besides the ropes? He says, no, I didn't, because I didn't want to take from a person of color an opportunity to chop at it with an axe. Okay. Can somebody explain to me why this is admirable? Have you been going to protest since? Oh, I've been living down at the coast. I've been driving in, using up gasoline. So I haven't been able to be there as much as I want. I'm just raking in unemployment, so I might as well have the government pay me to dismantle themselves. I think it solidified my belief in direct action being key. He says, it's not about hoping that the school board votes to do it. That's not going to happen. There's too much weight behind it. So many people don't want to give up that fantasy about these figures that we were trained to have so much respect and admiration for. The problem is they weren't trained to have proper respect and admiration for the people who made this country possible. Look at this guy. He's taking unemployment from his government and using his time to come up and smash statues of Jefferson and, if you were there, Washington. Defensible? No, I don't think it's defensible to exclude people of color from wearing masks. Why are they doing it in Oregon? We'll tell you coming up.
Michael Medved.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
There's a piece over at CNN, which is just, it almost seems like parody. And honestly, there must be something in the air. I don't know if it's pollen. There is a sense in which our nation is losing its collective mind. I mean, truly, it's a bizarre, bizarre, bizarre situation. Lincoln County, Oregon, which is over by the coast, it requires most residents to wear face coverings in public settings, indoors or outdoors. But the African-American community in Lincoln County will not be required to wear masks or face covering if they fear harassment, the county has declared. It's one of the first, I hope one of the last counties in the U.S. to exempt people of color from wearing masks. Why are they doing it? They're doing it to prevent racial profiling. Okay, why would masks lead to racial profiling? Well, Trevor Logan, who's an economics professor at Ohio State, who thinks this is a good idea, told CNN, when you can't do that, you can't take this, quote, reasonable response of giving up wearing masks, then you're basically telling people to look dangerous, given racial stereotypes that are out there. Okay, the racial makeup of this county, it's 87.7% white, it's 3.5% American Indian, it's 1.1% Asian, and 0.4% black or African American. That's less than one half of 1%. And that idea that everybody has to wear masks except for people of color. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, I think a very good insight with this. We all affirm the idea that black lives matter. What's the reason you wear masks? It's to save lives. Black lives do matter. And the idea that we don't care so much about black people wearing masks because they might be racially profiled. Well, make rules against racial profiling. Actually, those rules already exist. We already have a whole battery, particularly in Oregon, of anti-discrimination laws. So let them be enforced. This came in from Richard in Corvallis, Oregon. He says, message, black people built this country. White people want to tear this country down, he writes. I know black people love America. They've invested too much sweat and blood and tears in this nation. Why don't more black people reject these radical white kids that want to destroy what took so much sacrifice by black people to build? I invite our black American brothers and sisters to join us Republicans and conservatives to make America even greater than it is today. With black intelligence, hard work, and perseverance, united we can conquer any obstacle and make America most definitely the greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great sentiment. And Richard from Corvallis, thank you. And generalities like black people built this country. Black people and white people and Asian people, we wouldn't have a transcontinental railroad without Asian workers who worked under appalling conditions. That story is in my book, God's Hand on America. Look, it's a lot of people who built this country. And unfortunately, there are too many people of every racial group who are willing to tear the country down and willing to destroy everything that is built. You know what? Let me put this in very immediate terms that I think everybody can understand, and I hope share the sentiment. Did you look at any of those photographs or the film or the videotape of some of the impact of the looting? We had severe looting not only here in Seattle, but in Bellevue, Washington. There was looting in Santa Monica, California, where my family and I used to live before we came up here 25 years ago. And Santa Monica, the looting was terrible. So one business after another just smashed and the glass all over the floor. And as I mentioned before, having worked in retail when I was a kid and having been one of the people responsible for straightening things out before closing so it would be ready the next day when we opened up for business – you have to straighten things out, you have to sweep, you have to dust, you have to get things... Basically, this is what you do when you're running a business. There's a lot of work involved. When you talk about people smashing these cars, you know, people love their cars. And a car is an expensive piece of equipment. It takes moments to break the windows or to smash it or to light it on fire or to destroy it. Or any of these statues that they're talking about. Do you know how difficult it is? I mean, before you do a statue under commission, like that statue of Forward that was destroyed in Wisconsin, you're talking about this groundbreaking, pioneering female sculptress in 1893, who does a little model. You do a little model that is just like a foot high, and then that model has to be approved and improved, and then you start making casts, and it's a very difficult point of view. And then the work that goes into creating something, creating stuff, building stuff, is difficult. Tearing stuff down is easy. And by the way, they actually have something reasonable that's said by somebody from the American Criminal Lawyers Union. Renika Moore of ACLU's Racial Justice Program said, either way, blacks feel endangered. This is on the issue of should blacks wear masks. And they've shouldered the brunt of the coronavirus. Initial data shows that black Americans are dying at disproportionately higher rates than other ethnicities. The American Public Media Research Lab estimated that black Americans' COVID-19 mortality rate is 2.3 times higher than the rate for white and Asian Americans. Here's the question. Do you think this is because of racism? In other words, is this virus inherently racist? Or are there conditions at basically living situations and questions of general health that give rise to this awful, awful situation. Look, it's not going to help to excuse people from wearing masks. Speaking of excusing people from wearing masks, Dr. Fauci testified yesterday before a House committee. And wow, the news on coronavirus is not irrelevant, and it's not great. Okay? It's actually pretty sobering. We will get to some of that news. And what does the future hold for the coronavirus? And what about this new poll that just broke? It's a New York Times, CBS News poll. It shows among registered voters that the election is not close. Now, this is a national vote. This is a popular vote. But it shows 36% for President Trump. That's about what his approval rating is right now, 39% approval rating. So he gets 36% of the vote. Joe Biden with 50%. This is sobering. Did President Trump help improve the situation last night speaking in Phoenix? We will get to that and also get to a remarkable voice from the black community that talks about the importance of agency. In other words, the importance of communicating the idea that ultimately you're not controlled by someone else and by the actions of other people. That your fate, your life, the kind of life you choose to lead and the success that you have is in your hands. And there's some incredibly good news. One statistic that he has in there, and you can check it out. It is an accurate statistic. If you take all of the people in 2018 who were African-American unarmed people who were killed in encounters with police. Is that more than the number of people who are actually in college or graduate school, four-year college? Well, we'll tell you the answer coming right up. Also, Joy Behar reveals that she drives around with her husband looking for people who aren't wearing masks. Okay, and what is she going to do to them when she finds them? Are you a maskless rebel? If you are, well, stay with us in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.